He heals all the sick and the afflicted. There's nothing that he... I hear the man that cannot speak English now. Now, how could I be reading his mind and he couldn't speak English? I shall talk to him a little while. You shall see the way it happens in foreign countries where they don't speak. You just interpret. You just listen to say to him. I've got to set his spirit. Do you believe he should be God's servant? That's the confession of his faith. If you and I are strangers to each other, I do not know you. If Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has risen from the dead, he promised that the things that he did, his servants would do also. You believe that I am able to do this through Jesus Christ? Yes. The patch on his neck is a cancer. You are also a Catholic. You have a wife. She is Catholic too. She's suffering with an inward trouble. Yeah, right. She's sitting right down here. Actually, he believes now. He does, too. Come here. Our kind Heavenly Father, in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, may this be condemned. This demon has taken his life, and may he and his loved one live to be happy and old. Grant it, Lord. I condemn this disease. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Let him only believe. Not use the interpreter. I thank you for your time. God bless you. By being so kind, I see you have something on your heart, too. You're a minister of the gospel. Isn't that right? If somebody connected with you in this audience, it's that little girl sitting right there. She's a niece. And she has asked me, is that right? Go lay your hands on her for the kindness of God. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. You shall see that the glory of the Lord. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that have faith in God. I'm waiting for this. I in the audience and everywhere believe with all your heart. I could not heal you, of course I couldn't. I'm a man. But this Spirit of God, which is here now, if you just believe on him, heal him again. He'll just confirm if a man tells the truth, God is obligated to speak about the person. And he said he would. God said in Hebrews 11, didn't he testify of him too? do you think about that, lady? You keep sitting there looking this way so sincerely. Do you believe with all your heart? If I be God's prophet, you couldn't hide your life from me. That's right. If I could reveal to you what's wrong with you, you accept your healing? Heart trouble. Isn't that right? Stand up. Now you can go home and be well. Do you believe? Just reverent everywhere, if you. Do you believe, lady? Don't you know that guy needed? Do these guys go make you well? Stand up. Yeah, I accept it. God bless you. Don't get well. I suppose we're strangers, are we, lady? You believe on the Lord Jesus with all your heart? I believe it. Now, I believe you believe me. I know you do. For your generous spirit is so welcome. And I know that you believe. Now, if you're a believer, we're strangers to each other, don't know one another. But God knows both of us, doesn't he? He certainly does. And he is here, the one I'm trying to represent. You feel like if Jesus is here, he'd stand at this platform, well, he'd know all about you. He'd know all about this audience as the Father would reveal it to him. Like the woman with the blood issue touched his garment. He turned around. That's what happened out here somewhere out here a few minutes ago. I want you to look this way and believe with all your heart and may God help you. Because it's awful dark around where you're standing. I'm waiting to see what he'll tell me. Because you're a very sick person. The first thing I say is you're not from this city. You're from a place called Burgess, the Virgin, or Burgess, the death, sound like two self-being or something. All right? You're fixing to go home tomorrow. You're going by bus, aren't you? Your name is Julia. Majors or something like that. Is that right? You're suffering with a... You have a hernia? You have something on your left ankle to grow. Is that right? Not showing, but it's on your ankle. I see you in a vision moving, but it's doing something to it. And you also have varicose veins in your limb. Is that right? It is. And you... You have kidney trouble. You have heart trouble. You have lung trouble. You got arthritis. Go to your home. Be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for you. Almighty God, don't make us lose your hope for God's glory. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe. All right. How do you do, sir? I suppose we're strangers, sir. I don't know you. But God does know you, doesn't he? Not perhaps until we meet in the millennium will you could understand or neither could I explain what's going on right now in this building. Oh, I wish I could get it to you. Wish I could let you see it. All shadows would fade away everywhere. He circled this building just in that same light, went right around this whole building and come right back again. I realize I'm talking to an audience. All right. If we're strangers, God knows both of us. I don't know you've never seen him alive. Maybe the last time we meet, so we meet in eternity. I hope it isn't, but it may be. Is that right? Then if God, through the power of the Spirit of God, will let me see by vision just what Jesus Christ did himself and said we would do also. This is according to God's word. You believe it? My man, you're very sick. Your trouble is in your lungs. You have a lung trouble that's absolutely incurable to the doctor. Isn't that right? And you're doing the worst thing in the world against it. You're smoking cigarettes on top of it. And you're trying to cigarette you smoke, you have to pour it out in a paper and roll it like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Will you stop it and give your life to Christ right now? Will you do it? In the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn the devil and man before them and say, they will be loosed in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. Go on. God bless you.
Live now. May the Lord Jesus be with you.
The kindness of God, the mercy of Jesus. Just take this building of people just now. If you could just get, just have a heart beating the same, looks like it just break it to pieces and just fall all over you. I am telling you the truth. I lie not. God is testifying I'm telling the truth. And Christian friends, I've witnessed these things practically around the world, and it's the truth. I know it may seem a little strange to you, but it's the truth. God is proving it's the truth. Just have faith. Just faith. You believe? There's somebody else, isn't it? They're not here. Two of them. And they're young ladies. And they're both from an eastern country. They're nieces to you. One of them has nervousness. And one of them's in a sanatorium or something that's a lung disease trouble. One of them's in West Virginia and the other's in Maryland. Is that right? I send a blessing to them in the name of Jesus Christ, and may they be saved well for God's glory. And bless you, my sister, for your gallantry. In Jesus Christ's name, let you go and may they be well. All right, would you come, ladies? You believe? All your heart? Would you, if I tell you something, would you just obey what I said to you? Now look. You go home and eat your supper. You had a peptic ulcer for a long time in the stomach. Now go eat your, thank God and rejoice and be happy. And you'll get happy. You believe with all your heart? Get over the asthma? Do you accept your healing now? Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, may her blessing come to her and may she get healed. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead and stay believing with all your heart. If God, our Heavenly Father, would reveal. I'm getting to the weak lady, I think. Sorry. Go on. If God will speak and just go right like you did to the woman at the well, exactly where your trouble is, you accept your healing? Heart trouble. And go. And may Jesus Christ make you well. All right. You believe? You believe me with all your heart? You believe that I'll be able, if God will tell me exactly where your trouble is, knowing that we're strangers to each other, will you accept your healing right now, knowing that I'm telling you that Jesus, if God will let me know where your trouble is, and exactly, absolutely, as it does everyone, then you know that my word is true then, is that right? And my words is this, that Jesus healed me 1900 years ago. Will you accept it now? If you're back, is that right? Go. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the name of well. Come. See the healing? Come. You believe me as God's servant? You believe that God will let me know where your trouble is? You accept Jesus your healer? You will? It's kidney trouble. Is that right? Now you can go be made well. Jesus Christ, you can make me well for God's glory. God bless you, Lord. Oh. Speak English? No English. Is there someone here that can interpret? You don't need it. You believe? Believe. Jesus makes you well.
Heavenly Father, I'm searching to see for this study and make you well.
With all your soul, the heart trouble has gone. Go in the name of the Lord. Speak English? Little. You're Indian? Carlos and Carlos. Oh, good. All right. You have lung trouble in TB. Jesus Christ is going to make you well tonight. And go back up and tell the tribe, Jesus Christ lives and reigns. Curses, he is a devil, that son is a man, and they will go as well. Do you believe? May everybody, let's give it. That faith, lady, I know when your baby bit, what's wrong with it? I'm just waiting to see what he's going to say to me. Keep your hand on him. Keep your heart in the center of God. No need to tell him what's wrong with the condition. Anyone can see that. Just only have faith. Believe with all your heart. God will make you well. God will do it. I'm watching this crowd all over the whole audience. He's sitting there, that cancer on the liver is sitting there. You only got one chance to live, and that is accept Jesus as your healer. Will you do that? And believe with all your heart that God will make you well? Accept it. If you do, you could be made well. You have the chronic trouble sitting there. If you want to believe with all your heart, be made well. If every person in here wants to be healed at this time, you need to be healed right now. I want you to do something for me. I want you to lay your hands over on each other just a minute for a word of prayer. Put your hands on one another. Now that what's coming through you is the witness of what I'm talking about. It's the resurrected Jesus Christ. Your hands are healing one another as you go through the angel of God is over you. Now, how many in the building here that does not have records, the English speaking people here, how many of you do not have prayer cards and yet want God to heal you? Let's see your hands, everyone. All right. Ask the Indians here, if you will, brother. Just ask them how many there wants to be healed. Not well, just right where they're at. Just ask them if they want to be healed. Say, you want to be healed, just raise up their hand.
자, 그렇습니다. 엘라트 하시는 것들 알았네.
This is a perfect picture of the Bible again. Jesus met a woman of Samaria. And he knew where her trouble was. Then, of course, we don't know each other. But God knows both of us. God can tell me what's wrong with you. You believe that? If Jesus of Nazareth would let me know what is wrong with you, would you accept him as your healer? Now look at me. Now I want the Christian people in here, everybody, to pray. This is just a little vice to verse, you see. Now I'm just a bit disturbed about it because I can tell there's it's different. I'm switched around and it's a spirit everywhere, you see. But that's all right now. That's just everybody be in prayer. Yes, all I ask you. While I look on the woman, it's a vision, it has to come vision, you know that. Because I know nothing about her, and you know that. And there's nothing I could do, only just look and see what he would tell me. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. The angel of the Lord is now here. Rise. And it's her stomach also. Because this fella, when she eats, I noticed she has suffering after eating. And that's right, isn't it? She can't understand me, so she won't know she's got cancer of the stomach. So he won't understand. You believe now that God will heal her? She does a lot of complaining. See, complaining with what it is. If the poor man and dad presses up like this, it smothers her around the heart. She has to raise up. Lots of times she has to raise up like that after eating. And so that's her condition. Now, everyone be reverent. This woman can't live long without God's help. So, Almighty God, the author of life, look down this afternoon, Father, who has pity upon all. And this poor old gray-headed mother standing here, bound by this enemy, I pray for divine mercy for her, Lord, that you will be kind to her, and may the enemy leave her. I rebuke this enemy, the devil, that's trying to take her life. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out from her. Go eat what you want to.
Now, suffering with a nerve. I forgot what it was, you see. I said to them, tell her, you keep looking, you know, you touch my heart. Tell her, look at me, you see. I don't. Nervous. And you are. It's a evil spirit that bothers you. And it is, you want the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need Jesus as Savior and evil spirit. Is that true?
That's true.
You are tormented. Feel something evil around you. Feel real funny at times.
He's
expecting my word now. You get all upset.
I don't understand.
And she sometimes thinks she's losing her mind. You're nodding her head to me? When the inspiration, I've seen that once before in my life. You're here, lady.
Not here, but
say. And say too. You can go all now.
Yeah,
I'll go. Go on.
God, that's it.
All right. God bless you. Jesus Christ saves you and heals you too. Praise the Lord. A woman speaking Indian heard me in English. She nodded back to me. One time somewhere else, there's a little Spanish girl who come to the platform. They had to have an interpreter. And when the vision come down and I told her what was wrong, she understood me in Spanish. And she didn't even know one word of English. I spoke English and she understood in Spanish. But when the inspiration left, she didn't hear nothing. That same thing took place to that lady there. She was understanding me in her Indian dialect, though me speaking English. Whatever was wrong, of course, it's division, I don't remember. But whatever it is, it's gone from her because it just got real white around her like that. Just got light flashed all around her. And she was in watching, I speak my word. See, when the vision strikes, just what I'm saying, you say it just as fast as I'm saying, because when it breaks from me down, it's something I have to look at, you see, and then you just speak it out as loud as you can to him, or just say the word. You just quote me all the time, just be my voice on that, you see. How do you do?
Okay.
We are strangers.
The same one's in there, man.
You are a Christian.
Yes,
you do. Oh, you understand English. Oh, well, that's, you don't have to quote it unless you do the hand. All right, then, if you can speak English, then it's much be easier for me. All right. You are a Christian because your spirit is welcome. Now, I don't know nothing about you, sir. I never seen you in my life, as far as I know. If I did, I don't remember. We're two men, just met here on earth. Two Christians, saved by the same Lord. There's nothing physically wrong with you. What you're wanting to do, you got a call to the ministry to preach the gospel, and you want me to lay your hand, my hands on you. Nothing before him but what the Lord does know. Now, excuse me, Mike, the rest of you Indians, look and believe. You don't have to be here on the platform. You just have faith in God. Do you believe him to be God's servant? Then look this way and believe. How do you do? We are, do you understand? Do you understand the
news? Well, that's very easy.
All right. Do you believe he could be his servant? If you are Christian, you realize that you're staying in the presence of something, not your brother, it's something different. You have a trouble isn't that right? In the side? It's a place on your foot. It's the left foot that's got a growth on it. Is that right? So Jesus Christ will make you well. Come. Look. You speak English? Then I'll be able to help you as your brother. Well, here's the one that's got something in his thigh. It's a hurting, like a kidney trouble in the thigh. You have a loved one that's sick too. A husband or something. Man, the stomach trouble. Sitting right out there. Both of you go up to the reservation. You're going to be well. Jesus Christ, take your hold. You too, my friend. Let us say thanks be to God. Speak English. If the Holy Spirit will teach and tell me what is your trouble, you accept Jesus as your healer? If you're back. Amen. Now you go, you're healed. All right. You believe the Lord Jesus? Yes. Maybe she doesn't speak English. You speak English? Yes. All right. If Jesus will tell me what your trouble is, you believe for your healing then? We are strangers to one another, of course. You have heart trouble. Isn't that right? But if you think it's heart trouble, it isn't heart trouble. You're most of your suffering is what I see when you lay down. It's a smother. It's a nervous condition coming to the time of life that you are, which causes the food to form and a gas and pressures against your heart. You're going to be well, oh, Jesus Christ makes you whole. God bless you. All right. Come, lady. We be strangers. You speak English? Well, very good. If the Lord Jesus will be reverent. You believe me to be his servant? Something strange is a white woman, different from her, stood there by. Now, there's a spirit in here, a demon calling for help. That's what it is. It's on a white woman, a little tiny age. And it's the same thing this woman has. Do you believe me to be God's servant? Look this way, lady. Both of you have TV. Do you have TV? Do you have TV?
It's them demons calling one to another. Yes, lady, that is right. You was brought here tonight by your daughter. And your daughter doesn't live in this town. She comes from the south, coming north, from a place where it's got a big hill, a lot of cactus, to Tucson. She come and brought you here, is that right? Get up out of your wheelchair, your cock ass, go all back down here. You see me? You got eyes alive, it's out of you. Raise up your hand. Raise it up. Go down. I said, you're here. God, the God found your prophet. Come, lady. You bring me to be God's prophet? You speak English? You speak English? You bring me to be his servant?
Yeah, we can't go down and I see someone send us.
You bring me to be God's servant? She's decided it's the Holy Spirit on her, that fire is hanging right around above her. Tell her to go home and eat her supper, the stomach troubles left her.
I'm saying,
have faith in God. What you praying about, lady? You just accepted the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, so you suffer with a nervous trouble. Is that right? Nervousness? Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you well. All right, you sit next to her there. What about you? With your hand up. The lady sitting next to her, the Indian woman. Dorothy. Stand up on your feet, Dorothy. You've been having trouble in your side. Is that right? You're healed. What about you next to her? There, you stand up. You have pain to your neck, is that right? You're healed. Go home and be made well. In the name of Jesus Christ. What about you waving your hand back there? Do you believe? With your hand up? You've got inward trouble, is that right? Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ, make you whole. You believe? You have sinus. Stand up. Stand there, you. The lady's sitting there. You got sinus trouble. You're healed. Jesus Christ looks your whole. You're sitting right there with the inner trouble. You have a demon disorder. Jesus Christ looks your whole. God has healed your book. Everybody wants to be healed. Stand to your feet. The Holy Ghost is here. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Emergency, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, if your child is in here tonight and Satan is trying to do something evil, as your church, as the body of Jesus Christ, who has power to loose our bind on this earth, we now claim that, and Satan cannot rob us from it because it was given by sovereign grace. And we ask that the woman, that or the person that's in the hospital that's very sick or what's wrong, that the mercies of God will fall upon that person and Satan will be drove away and the person will be made well. And bless that one who is here that's listening to the message, and when they get there anointed with this Spirit, I send it in the name of Jesus. Let them lay their hands up on the patient and may the Spirit of life turn to the patient and they live. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Don't fear. Ever who you are, when you get there, lay your hand on the patient and don't be afraid. Only believe. You shall see the glory of God. All right. Excuse me just a minute. Now, Christian fan. You're all praying with me now with one accord. This is so hard. It may seem strange, but the change from preaching or getting in there, now you've got to sweep back down to something else, to a divine gift. It's all of the Holy Spirit. One does this, one finger works this way, the ear, the nose, the eyes, all is a part of the body, but you're switching from one to another. I wonder if we could now sing only, believe, or the musicians will, they'll play just a little bit. Thank you. That's your time. Now, mothers, keep your children close. There's epilepsy here tonight. That's the one thing it gets from me. It's epilepsy. Now, have faith. Believe me as I teach you of Jesus Christ. Paul said, be ye followers of me as I am of Christ. Is that right? And if I tell you something, there might be a man come through here. Everything drops through these cities, not only here, but everywhere. They have all kinds of this, that, and the other. I'm a Christian friend. But that don't take away from the real. If a man speaks and God confirms what the man says, you haven't got any right to doubt him. But if a man speaks and God doesn't speak with him, then you've got a right to doubt the person, because that's just a man. And if I told you that I had powers to heal people, I'd be a liar. If I told you that I had any way at all of healing a person, I'd be a liar. But the only thing that I had is the gift of God, see? And that was given to me by grace, not for myself, but for you, see? And it's a divine gift. As far as seeing visions, my Bible in my hand, Almighty God who stands here now knows that that's true. God showed me visions. That's exactly the truth. But now to heal, I have no power. Nobody else does. There's no power in man to heal. The only thing we can do, we can pray. And prayer is the most forceful weapon that's ever put in the hands of anybody. So you pray with one accord now while we hum this song. Let's hum this one. See? Just the effects of that. I hope you don't believe I'd be telling you a lie. But the Holy Spirit's right here now, right? That's what's worried me all the time. Keeping from speaking to people. I always thought it wouldn't shake back, but it is. We're waiting for them. While I know that your spirit is here now, this lovely group of people who listen have been sitting here since 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, tired, but yet they're waiting. The seed has been sowed. And now, Lord, while your spirit is on your servant, I lay my body across these handkerchiefs, and I ask thee, O God, to be merciful to every one of them and heal them. And I know that the great St. Paul took from his body an anxious labor. And we know we're not St. Paul, but it wasn't Paul, it was you, Father. The Lord Jesus, who came and performed this and helped the people by having faith in your servant. And they accepted Paul as your servant. And tonight, Lord, these who believe that I have told them the truth, confirm your word, Lord, so when they get this handkerchief, they'll know that it's you and not your servant. Granted, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, with perfect reverence, now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit in the building under my control for the glory and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How do you do? Have you got one of the pictures? Well, that's very fine. I just want to speak with you a moment. And I suppose we're strangers to each other, so I don't know you. But our Lord knows you, and He knows me. Now, let's talk on the picture just a moment. Yes, sir. You got the little story there how that happened. Right here. Yes, sir. That was signed by George J. Lathan. He's one of the best on the research and fingerprints and things that I guess there is in the world. And that's a little pillar of fire you see there. Some time ago, there was a miracle performed. Was that a lady put it in a picture. Many of them put it in a frame, goes to 10-cent store. They put a little frame and put this little thing behind it, if anybody asked about it. And she had it sitting on her desk. at the hospital. And she was looking not at me, of course, but at that pillar of fire there. And she claimed, this is her testimony, the doctor gave her up to die. She claimed that that pillar of fire come out of the picture and hung over her. And 2 days later, she was dismissed from the hospital and went home well. See, God just, she just, as, it was just her contact with that. You see, she just looked at that and believed. Now, we know to look at that any other way would be like idolatry. We wouldn't do that. See, it's not the picture, it's what it represents. So you understand that, yes. And I hope that long time you'll have it and remember it. Thank you. Thank you. And may God bless you. And may each time you look at it, you remember tonight at the platform that same pillar of fire that's on that picture, you're standing right in His presence now. Now, that is right. You're in His presence. Now, then if that pillar, me just a man, and you a woman, we've never met before in life, but if I told the truth now of Jesus Christ when He was here on earth, He didn't claim to be a healer, you know. He only did as the Father would show him. You know that in the Scripture? You've been in the meetings before. Not in this one. But you have heard then that how when Jesus is here on earth, He said, it's not me that doeth the work. St. John 5:19. He passed for the pool of Bethesda and all those crippled people there. He just healed one. He wasn't crippled, laying on the pallet. He went away and left the rest of them his questions. He said, it's not me. I can do nothing but what I see the Father do. Then He said, the things that I do shall you also promise in the church. Is that right? Well, then that's Jesus Christ, resurrection, the form of the Spirit here on earth today, performing the work that He did when He was in the body. Now, if He was standing here with these clothes on, He gave me. Now, as far as your healing, if you're sick, I don't know. But if you're sick, He'd say, well, when I died for you, I healed you. Believe this? Then He'd tell you, just like the woman at the well, He'd say, to know what was wrong with you, you know where your trouble was. Well, then if He has sent it up to heaven and His person of the Holy Spirit is here tonight, then promise that He would do this according to His word. And He could tell me and to do the same thing that He would do if He's standing here. Is that right? Now you begin to realize that something's taking place. That's it. Yes, ma'am. Your trouble, one thing, of course, is your eyes. Your eyes are going bad. Then you're extremely nervous. Isn't that right? And here's something else that I see that the outside world can't see. And that is, you've got a tumor, and that tumor is on the left shoulder near the breast. Is that right? Go home now. You're going to get all right and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe. We're strangers, are we, ladies? We are, and we're strangers. But sitting down there in the audience, I see you were building up a faith. You were bleeding on what I said about the unconditional covenant of God. Now, if we're strangers and know not one another, but God knows both of us, He knows everything that you've ever done in your life. He knows everything that I've ever done in my life. And if you be my sister, a believer, and believe that God will make you well and will help you, I believe with all my heart He will too. It left me. What do you think about this kind of religion?
Assure you. Yes. Thank you, sister. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? All right. I want to, that the Holy Spirit will let me, you know what I was talking about then, of your own religion. All right. But do you, if I be God's servant, then I'm truthful. Is that right? I'll be truthful. And the Holy Spirit will confirm my word. You're suffering with a stroke condition. Is that right? And you haven't been able to swallow hard food for a number of years. A much younger woman, I see you trying to get hard food down. If God will let you eat, will you seek God till you receive the Holy Spirit, be baptized? You will. A Catholic woman, you can go now and eat your supper. God bless you. Say, how do you know that? Well, I don't know it. It's him that knows those things, you see. I know nothing, but he knows all things. Now, if you can only see that light following the woman, that same thing, I beg your pardon. Ladies sitting next to her, their female trouble is going on. Isn't that right, ladies? She sat down next to you, she was so anointed, you're saying you were healed with female trouble. You had female trouble, didn't you? All right, it's finished now. You can go home and be well, too. God bless you. All right. I suppose you and I are strangers, are we, ladies? We don't know each other. All right. Just to talk to you just a moment now. If we be strangers, the Lord, when he met the woman at the well, he began to speak to her. Is that right? Tell her about different things in her life and everything. Now, if we strangers never met on this earth before, only God could, well, he's the only one who could reveal those things. Is that right? To be perfect. To be perfectly, he's the only one that can do it. But now, if God would let me know what you're here for, see, if he let me know what you're here for, then would you know it have come from some spiritual resource. It has to be spiritually divine to you, see. Well, then, if that be true, then would you accept it as Jesus Christ's Spirit? Yeah. You should. Yeah. Now, you all keep in one accord. You got a battle of little unbeliefs fixed around the wall tonight. Now, I want you to have faith, you see. It's a hard battle, see. If you just remember, I'm trying to represent the Lord Jesus Christ to the people. And it just keeps going from me. And I look this way, sister. Now I am Jesus Christ's name. Yes, there she is. You had some trouble not long ago. You had a burn of some sort. That's been about 6 or 7 years ago, in the year of about 46 or 47, and that was an acid burn. Is that right? And if you're having trouble with eating now, and you have a throat trouble, and your eye trouble, and you are a minister, and you got papers, an ordination, papers from an organization, is that right? You believe me to be his prophet? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I'll resist this peace and mercy. God bless you. All right. Have faith now. What is this? Jesus Christ, the seed of Abraham, that the Spirit was taken off of the body and brought back to the church. Just exactly what I've been preaching about. All right. How do you do? Do you believe me to be his servant with all your heart? You are having extreme nervous condition. Isn't that right? You got what it is, it's more like a mental nervousness. You get real gloomy. I see you beside yourself almost sometimes. Isn't that right? And you're some connection with, you're away from here, or from away from, no, it's a daughter. You got a girl that's away from here, and she's at the California, and she's anemia. Is that right? Go home, send her your handkerchief, and both of you be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, bring the lady. You with my picture in your hand there. You're believing, aren't you? If God will let me know what's wrong with you, you check your healing. You believe me to be God's prophet? You do. All right. You had a rupture, didn't you? All right. God bless you. May the Lord Jesus Christ make you ever with whole. That's very kind of you, lady, to pick up that picture for her and give it to her. Look over this way to me. Because you did that and done her a favor, I shall do you one. You're sitting there suffering too. And what's your trouble? I see you have something here. You shake a whole lot and then it quits. And then you shake a whole lot and quit. Spasmodic palsy. You believe Jesus is going to make you well? You do. God bless you. Then go home and you'll never have it again. God bless you. Do you believe, lady, with all your heart? Now there's something, it's turning dark around where you're standing. You must be terribly sick. You're nervous today, very nervous, and you got TB. You're tuberculous. And the worst thing of all, you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. Not a Christian. Isn't that right? Will you accept him as your Savior now? He accepts you as his child, and he will do a TB. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast away the evil and send her home to get well as God's child in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Your sins are forgiven, you lady. Some ministers baptize her. All right. Would you come? Let's say praise be to God. Let the Spirit of God work in you. How do you do it, sir? You believe me to be God's prophet? We are strangers, are we, sir? I don't know you. Never seen you in my life. Know nothing about you. Only God alone knows. Is that right? But to do something for you, I couldn't. But as a divine gift and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, by a divine gift which was sovereignly given at the hour of my birth, then your life could not be hid. For I take your spirit into my charge in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you're suffering, there's something wrong, it's in your ankle. And that's TB in the ankle. That's what the doctor said. Is that right? Say, you're a Catholic. No, you was a Catholic. You just had come into this way. You're studying this type of religion. Isn't that right? You used to be a Catholic, and you just come into this just now. Is that right? That is right. Amen. Just a moment. So to strengthen your faith, you do as I tell you. Will you do it? By the way, your name is Michael. They call you Mike, don't they? And your last name's Jordan, isn't that right? And don't you live about 718 Garfield Street? Go back up there and rejoice. Jesus Christ has honored you. Make you well. You believe for your heart troubled sister, you can be made well right now. You believe it? God bless you. You'll heal when you walk up there. Jesus Christ made you well. You believe, sir? While you were standing down in the line a while ago, you felt strange when I turned around and looked at you. Because when there was somebody said something here on the platform, when I mentioned to that man, or the, somebody just a few minutes ago, who had TV, you had a funny feeling, didn't you? Because you had TV the same time. I felt it go from you, and I looked down, I seen where it was at. I know just coming on in the line, so you were healed standing down there. You can go on in the road and try to stop it. Now I want to ask you something. When I was speaking to him, you had a real funny feeling, didn't you? That's when the TV left you too. So you can go home and eat. Believe? Oh my. This is it. Here is when the King of Kings walks among his delegates. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe, sir? You believe with all your heart? You don't get over that kidney trouble? You accept and be made well? Raise up your hand and say, I accept my healing. God bless you. Go and be made well through Jesus Christ's name. May it be so. The little lady sitting right back there, that on her head with that gallbladder trouble, your heel, sister, stand up. That's right. Yes. Your little friend there, she kind of likes that too. You lay your hand over her. She's got back trouble, hasn't she? Something wrong with her back. Stay up. You can go home and be well too, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, do you want to go home and be made well? You want to go with that arthritis? Raise your hands up like this, come your feet up and down, walk the platform and be well in the name of Jesus. Come, sir. You believe me to be God's prophet? With all your heart, will you obey me as his servant? If God will let you know what your trouble, then will you do as I tell you to do? Go eat you a nice big hamburger. You haven't had one in so long, you have stomach trouble, you go eat it now and be made well. Kidney trouble will probably get for years after another. Is that the truth? God, the Son of God, heals you and makes you well, and may you go and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Believe us now this? Oh, what a beauty. You don't have a prayer card, do you, sir? You don't. You don't have no prayer card. I keep seeing it hang over you. You don't deal with that asthmatic condition? You believe God's going to make you well? Stand up on your feet, then. Just stand up. That's it. God bless you. You don't need a prayer card. You need faith. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The lady praying. The lady was sitting with her hand up. You with the white dress on there. Touch her. She's praying. He heard your prayer then. Yes, ma'am. You had hemorrhoids and they blessed you. God bless you. Is that right? Wait, wave your handkerchief if it's so. All right. Go home now and you're going to get over it. He heard you when you were praying. He turned my attention. I see what he's asking for. So you receive what you ask for. God bless you. Amen. See a poor woman sitting there suffering. She's got liver trouble and back trouble. Stomach trouble. Sitting right there. Is that right, lady? Been sitting seeing it's been robbing you for a long time, isn't it? Emptying your gallbladder up, goes and makes sour and acid on the teeth. Is that right? Stand to your feet. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you. That's faith in God. I challenge. All right. Have faith. Just a moment. I feel the Spirit moving somewhere that, oh, here you're sitting here, the woman's death. Bow your head. Everywhere. Somebody bring it over.
Oh, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus I come. This evil spirit death in the ears of this woman that caused her to walk before a vehicle to be killed or some evil thing. But he can't stand in your presence. You said when the death spirit went out of the man, he could hear. And Lord Jesus, unprivileged to hear the gospel perhaps. But thou can give her hearing, for I condemn this evil spirit and cast this death spirit out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out of her.
To hear you talk so they can hear you. Can you hear me? Say amen. Say praise the Lord. I'm whispering. Here she is, a deaf woman. Now listen. Say amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord. Perfectly normal and well. We have female trouble too. Is that right? Causing a drain see, from the bathroom is an abscess. But it's gone now. It will hardly be well. Jesus Christ here. Hallelujah! Praise be to the Lamb of God! Every person in there can be made well right now. Do you believe it? I can call out a prayer line. I can do it. What's the use of it? Why not believe Jesus Christ right now? If Christ has told me, and I've told you what he said, and he's confirmed that I've told you the truth, what more do you need but to believe and accept what I told you? Is that right? If every one of you will believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God and pull from that breast of salvation over to the breast of healing and lay your head over on his bosom tonight and say, I accept you, Jesus, as my healer, you will get well. I don't care. What's wrong with you? Do you believe it? If God can cast an evil spirit out of person by person, can he by prayer cast the spirit out of everything in here? Will he hear my voice from the platform? All right, lay your hands on one another while we have prayer. Oh, Jesus, my Master, my Lord and God, I pray for this audience of people. Thy great Lord, and we know that thou art here. And I